Okay, good morning. We're going to begin the Shorashim of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, but before we do, a little bit of background as to what we're going to be studying. So, the enterprise of Minyan HaMitzvos rests on the basic premise that, as we've all been taught since nursery school, there are 613 mitzvos. That's based on a Gemara in Makos and Daf Chav Gimel, which tells us that there are Taryag mitzvos. The problem is that if you would open up a Gemara, examine the record of the Mishnah and the Gemara, and you just simply begin a count of how many mitzvos there are, you would count many thousands of mitzvos, far more than the number 613. So many undertook the enterprise of trying to determine what are the mitzvos that made that count of 613, what other things are subcategories of those 613 that don't make it to the count for different reasons, and many Rishonim took up trying to count what the 613 mitzvos are. So one of the first to do that was the Bahag, the Ba'al HaLachos Gedolos. He compiled a count of 613. But, we will see, many others disputed his methodology of counting. We'll see that the Rambam, from the very outset, disputes some of the basic premises of the Bahag's count. And they issued their own, or they took their own, they wrote their own works, compiling all 613 mitzvahs. Some of the very famous ones are the Sefer HaChinuch, which is a work of really unknown authorship. We have different theories as to who wrote it, but we're not entirely sure. Rambam wrote a very famous Sefer HaMitzvos, and as time goes on, in the period of the Rishonim, particularly in the 13th century, this becomes like a very prolific genre. You have a lot of people writing these Monei HaMitzvos. We have the Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, or Moshe Mikutzi, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, of the Rimi Korvil. We have the Sefer Yureyim, and a whole host of other counts of the 613 mitzvos. But we're going to be focusing on the Rambams. And the Rambam does us the favor of not only counting the 613 mitzvos, but also giving us the rules of his methodology for what is included in the 613 mitzvos and what are not. That's the Rambam's introduction. That's called the Shorashim to the Sefer HaMitzvos. He has 14 Shorashim, 14 roots or principles that he uses to guide what is included in the mitzvos and what isn't. And that leads to very fruitful discussions about the nature of many of the mitzvos, because the Rambam has to prove to you that all of the mitzvos that he includes in his list of 613 falls into the rules that are governed by these 14 principles. Many have commented on the Shorashim of the Sefer HaMitzvos. The most important commentary on the Shorashim is that of the Ramban. We know that the Ramban disputes a number of mitzvos that the Rambam counts. He has a running commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Hasagos of the Ramban, where he argues that certain things that the Rambam counts should not have been counted, and on the flip side, certain things that the Rambam left out should have been counted. And the Ramban writes a commentary on the Hasagos, disputing different points in the Rambam. In certain ways, the work is very typical of the Ramban. We know that the Ramban was a traditionalist in a number of ways, who was intent on defending works of earlier Rishonim. We know that from his Sefer Melchemes Hashem. The Ba'al HaMa'or, Rabbi Mizrahi Alevi, writes a work critiquing the commentary of the Rif. And the Ramban, despite the fact that he very often agrees with the Ba'al HaMa'or over the Rif, well, nonetheless, writes a work called Melchemes Hashem, in which he defends the Rif from the attacks of the Ba'al HaMa'or. And in a similar vein, and we'll see this right off the bat, the Ramban often defends the Bahag from the attacks of the Rambam, despite the fact that he sometimes agrees with the Rambam. He really agrees with the Rambam's position, but the Rambam makes a strong case for his argument. He really attacks the Bahag in a number of ways. And the Ramban says, look, if I were to defend the Bahag, this is how I would defend the Bahag from the questions of the Rambam. So we are going to be looking at the Rambam's analysis, and we're going to be viewing it in dialogue with the Hasagos of the Ramban, and that's going to be the primary focus of our Chabura as we go through the Shoreshim of the Sefer HaMitzvos. But before we begin, before we even look at the first Shoresh of the Rambam, I want to focus on an introductory comment to the Ramban that really challenges the basic premise of the entire enterprise of Minyan HaMitzvos, namely the premise that we're all familiar with, that there indeed are 613 mitzvos. The Ramban says, "V'terem she'aschil ledaber im levavi be'inyan hazeh, omer mash nestapekli." I'm going to share with you something that I'm actually not entirely sure about. Even though everybody takes it as a matter that's obvious. And he goes on to talk about later how all the Talmidei Chachamim and even Tinokim Beis Ravan, even the little children take it as a matter that's given, that there are 613 mitzvos. But the Ramban says, I actually have some doubts about this. He says, he quotes the Gemara in Makos, which says that there were Taryag mitzvos, and he adds, "Vani ba'onyi im kol zeh, ala b'libi safek azu ha'memra im yidivrei akol o yesh b'machlokas." That Gemara in Makos, it says there are 613 mitzvos, is quoting Rabbi Simlai. And the Ramban says, "I'm not sure if everybody agrees with Rabbi Simlai." I don't know if this, what Rabbi Simlai says, is halacha l'moshe misinai. I'm not sure if this is something that God told Moshe at Har Sinai. Moshe, there are 613 mitzvos. Or Rabbi Simlai just constructed a way for himself to remember what the 613 mitzvos are. The Gemara in Mako says that Torah, the gematria of Torah, is 613. Torah tzivalanu Moshe. And the Gemara says, no, the gematria of Torah is 611. The Gemara says, Torah tzivalanu Moshe. Moshe taught us 611 mitzvos, but two mitzvos were taught by God directly, namely which two mitzvos? The first two of the Aseres Adibros were transmitted directly from God at Har Sinai, the rest were transmitted from Moshe. 611 from Moshe, two from God, you end up with 613 mitzvos. The Ramban's primary argument against the notion that there's a universal consensus of 613 mitzvos is a very basic point. And that is that if you look through Shas, you encounter a whole host of cases where one Tana says X is a mitzvah, and another Tana says, no, it's not a mitzvah, it's a rishos. It's something that you can do, you're not obligated to do, but it's certainly not a mitzvah. And the Ramban points out, you never find the Gemara asking, all right, if you hold that it's not a mitzvah, how do you complete your count of 613? The Gemara is constantly asking kashas on different opinions, right? What do you do with this word in the pasuk? What do you do with that letter in the pasuk, etc.? You never find the Gemara asking, how do you complete your count of 613 mitzvos? And the Ramban, Kedarko Bakodesh, lists a whole host of examples. The first, he lists a series of three machlokos that appear in the Gemara in Sota between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Says we find the Mesach Sota and Daf Gimel, B'kinei est ishto reshus divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. Giving kinoi, the warning that a husband gives his wife to set off the whole process of Sota. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that's a rishos. According to Rabbi Akiva, he has to do that. Lo'olam behem ta'avodu. In the context of avodim, the nirtza, right, who gets his ear pierced, in order to remain in servitude for longer than the standard six-year period. Again, Rabbi Akiva says it's a chova. Lo yitama rishos, Rabbi Akiva marchova, for a kohen, the mitzvah for a kohen to become tamei for his relatives. Is that something that he's allowed to do, or something that he's obligated to do? Again, you have a machlokas tanai. And in all of these cases, it would appear as if Rabbi Akiva has three more mitzvos than Rabbi Yishmael has. And that would appear to be a problem. The Ramban also notes that many of the sources that tell us that there are Taryag mitzvos are based on, they don't provide compelling proofs, they're based on gematrias, like the first Gemara in Makos, right? Would you walk out and saying, oh, clear proof that there are Taryag mitzvos? The gematria Torah of Torah, which is 611, plus the two that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. It's a nice asmachta, it's a nice agadita, but it's not really a compelling proof that there are 613 mitzvos. Tzitzis, right? That you take the gematria of tzitzis plus the eight strings and the five knots, you end up with 613, right? The Ramban points out that according to certain deos in the Gemara, you don't have eight strings in tzitzis. You only have six. So what? You're short a couple of mitzvos, if that's the case. So the Ramban really wonders whether or not there are indeed 613 mitzvos. And he, in the end, reaches a conclusion that I think is highly instructive for how we should be dealing with these kinds of issues in general. The Ramban's conclusion is that, look, I can't point to any particular source that really offers truly compelling evidence that there are 613 mitzvos. But the sheer proliferation of sources in Chazal that refer to 613 mitzvos indicates that this isn't just something that somebody, you know, made his own count and came up with a nice mnemonic device to remember that number. And this relates to a broader question. He says that a lot oftentimes you have a question as to whether there was some misora about this number. Like again, he argued initially that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu was even told at Har Sinai that this number existed, and then subsequently everybody came up with different ways to remember that number, or it was one individual's count. And the Ramban says, he says, the fact that it appears so frequently in all sorts of different sources in Chazal, and he quotes a lot of them, Medrash Halacha, Medrash Agada, Gemaros, he says, my personal opinion is that there must have been some kind of transmission, some kind of oral transmission, that there are 613 mitzvahs. He's like, okay, my original question about different Tanaim arguing about what's a mitzvah and what's a rishus. He says it must have been that they each had their own cheshbon. The Gemara doesn't challenge them every single time to go through the entire list of 613, either because that would be too tedious, or simply because the Gemara trusts that each of the Tanaim had his own list. But if Rabbi Akiva has three more mitzvahs than Rabbi Yishmael, the assumption is that Rabbi Yishmael would make them up elsewhere. But because of the great proliferation of these things, he argues that there must have been some misora. I think that's like a very instructive way to view Agada in general. A lot of times we have midrashim that tell us various things that seem outside of the text of Pshat, and you have a line in many of the Mefarshim that says, Im Kabbalah hu nekabel. I mean, they may have had some kind of oral transmission. We don't know what Yoshua was doing or thinking on the night before he invaded Yericho. But certain people in the camp who were getting ready for battle also probably did know, and they could have told their children about it, who could have told subsequent generations as well. And you end up with an oral transmission that's really the essence of what Torah Sheba'al Peh is. And sometimes, even if the proof is not directly recorded in Mishnah or Gemara, we can assume that there was some kind of transmission. And that's the assumption of the Ramban here. No, there is no single source that proves to us that there are 613 mitzvahs. But it's such a pervasive assumption in the works of Chazal, he assumes that there must have been some kind of transmission from Moshe Mitzrayim. So that leaves us with the task of trying to define what those 613 mitzvahs are. Bezer Hashem, next week, we'll begin with the Rambam's first shoresh, his first principle for what qualifies on that list and what does not. Sure.